BBC Radio Kent.
Drive Time.
With Neil Francis.
Have a little sing-song to that, Neil.
Rather you didn't. 4:27 on BBC Radio Kent. Hello. Uptight, everything is all right. It's BBC Radio Kent, 3 minutes past two. Good afternoon, it's Neil Francis. Blimey, I haven't even said. Phone up for a request. Hello, Colin.
I'm back again.
Hello, Carl. What are you after?
What is it? The other lights keep shining, but you know what I mean?
Goes. Good afternoon, BBC Radio Kent. It is Neil Francis for Dominic King. It's approaching 9 minutes past four. Barry Norman. We're in conversation with Barry Norman on Celebrity Scoop, so we better rush.
Fair share of rows. You have one row in particular with Mel Gibson, didn't you?
No, not Mel Gibson. I had a row with Robert De Niro and another one with John Wayne.
I mean, I've only heard about the Mel Gibson one because he reckoned he was taller than you, but...
Oh, that!
Coming up in the next 45 minutes, Thanet councillor ejected from UKIP for racist comments tells me she's not actually racist.
I said that I had a problem with Negroes, and I think you know exactly what I mean by that.
I don't, actually. You'll have to explain that. I'm so sorry.
That's all right. What am I supposed to call them now? Oh, I've forgotten.
Is there a noise that grates on you? Mine is...
Yes. You mentioned Harriet Harman earlier on. It's whenever Harriet speaks.
It's awful. We welcome, on a Friday, to make you feel good, the lovely Lisa Stansfield. Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
Are you still a wonderfully looking, stylish woman? Because you started off with the Kiss Girl, didn't you? All girls have the Kiss Girl.
No, unfortunately, I'm really fat. I'm really sweaty.
One or two of you have emailed me with your concerns over that excellent song by Van Morrison, saying it's completely ruined at the end by the fact that he does nothing but sing Big Fat, Big Fat, Big Fat Bitch. You're right.
Rocking the whole of the UK. This is Virgin Radio.
£64. All right.
Well, that's too late in the night for this.
£864 is what you've won. Let's see what would have happened. My goodness.
Yay!
My goodness. So we just had an email that's come in. What's the difference between an Australian and a Boeing 747?
Give it to me.
A Boeing 747 stops whining when it lands in England.
Be nice to that man there, Carla. He's from Sicily. Simone's head under your pillow.
And it won't be the first time. Anyway.
Excuse me!